You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Is it just a Tinder connection, or is there more between Derek and Madison? We'll find out in today's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Derek.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. I guess give us a rundown of how you guys met up, what went on with your dates, and we'll see if we can figure this out for you and get you another one, man.
Cool. So, yeah, I met this amazing hot chick, Madison. She swiped me on Tinder, and I'm glad she did because she's so hot. It's all right. You can bleep me on that.
We will bleep that out. Yeah, okay. So
you just strongly feel strongly.
Yeah. So I was out with the boys, and we were watching basketball, and so I got bored and started swiping on the app, and I got nothing, and then, boom, she hit me up. It was great. She was out with friends, and they were wrapping up girls' night, and she wasn't ready to call it a night, and so we hung out. Had a couple more, and then she had this kick-ass place downtown, so we legit walked to her and hooked up. It was amazing.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was obviously great. After she ordered some pizza, we hung out, ate a little bit, and I'm thinking, okay, she's f***ing great. Like, this chick is amazing. Next weekend, she was totally down for it. She came over, and she barely got in the door, and she's jumping me. Like, all over me. It was like a marathon sesh. It was just so good. And then I was going to snag up some Chinese food, and then she said thanks, so she had to meet up with some other people. So I offered a rain check, and she's like, bet. And then she dipped out. Trying to play a chill since then, but, like, this chick hasn't hit me up. So after a couple of days, I hit her up, but she's left me undelivered and no response.
Not a whole lot to go off of there.
Right.
I mean, truly.
It just feels like she's, like, truly the Tinder dater and hanging out with him here and there.
Yeah, maybe she just wanted dessert real quick and that was it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was great and all, but I want to see her again. Like, she's
yeah.
great.
Did you explicitly say you both were looking for
more than
exclusivity
just
and like a relationship, or was that just kind of not addressed?
We didn't get too deep into that.
Okay.
But, like, we talked about, you know, hanging out in the future and doing other stuff.
Yeah, that might have just been like one of those courtesy things where it was meant to be dessert.
Yeah.
And then you might have mentioned hanging out, so she might have just been like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, like, she doesn't want this to become like a friend zone thing. She wants to stay in the bone zone.
Husker Nick.
That's definitely one way to look at it. All right. So you want us to get a hold of Madison to see if maybe you guys can actually go on a date versus just continuing to hook up Tinder style?
Yeah, I mean, I would. Obviously, I'd like to keep doing that for sure. But, like, this girl, I thought she was really cool and dope. And maybe, like, there could be something here. So I'm interested to see, you know, what she thinks.
All right. Well, then we will be more than willing to give her a call for you. Best case scenario, we can get you guys dinner out on us to go out again. Worst case, she just doesn't want to see you again. And you'll at least have the knowledge of why that is. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, let us know what you think in gift form on what went wrong for Derek with Madison.
As we have said for years now, gift form is the best form. Facebook KX969 and X and Instagram KZKX969.
We'll get your guesses coming up, and we'll talk with Madison next with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Now, Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Somebody just joining us. It's Derek, who reached out because a girl named Madison swiped him on Tinder. They went back to her place, hooked up, had some pizza, had a really good time. She gave him her number, and then he reached out the next day and said, hey, you want to get together this coming weekend? She's like, yes, please. She came over to his place. Jumped his bones, and they hung out some more, and then he's like, hey, I can order some Chinese, and she's like, nah, I gotta go meet up with some people.
I mean, if I were her, I would have at least stuck around for the Chinese food.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. It's like, if it was Coriel, she would have gotten the food
first. At least turn it into a foodie call.
Right. There you go.
A foodie call. You're already in the position. You might as well.
So, Derek wants to know, because Madison's not responding, if there's more than just a couple hookups in their connection.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Madison.
This is Madison.
Madison,
what's
hey.
It's up?
JP, Coriel, Husker, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
It's going good. Hi.
Hey.
What?
Yeah, we're calling on behalf of somebody you went out on a couple of, well, dates. I don't know if I'd count them as dates, more as like hangouts, hookups.
Yeah, you had some hangouts.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Swap and spit.
There's a guy named Derek that was wanting to get back a hold of you, and you've left him undelivered. So he asked us to give you a call and see what was going on.
Okay, so man-child needs some help. Gotcha.
Man-child, all right.
Okay.
Shots are fired. There's a story.
Early. Okay, yeah.
So, oh my God, this is wild.
Spill the tea.
Okay, I mean, it's nothing crazy. It's like, you know, but he's been to my place. Like, he's seen it. It's clean. It's nice. And, like, I do have a roommate, one of my girlfriends that I live with. But, like, you know, we're adults and we keep our home looking nice, okay. You know, right. Like adults. This guy, he's in his 30s, but he's living like he's like a 22-year-old. Old. He's got like empty bottles all over the place. I don't know if it's trash or decor. He's got the one pillow, just one pillow.
Okay.
Like, he eats with ribs in them. Like, I feel like I was in college. And like, again, I'm in my 30s. He's in his 30s. We're adults. Like, if he was younger, like maybe even if he was just like a couple years out of college or something, I'd let it slide. But like, come on, dude.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You mentioned sheets. Can I guess the color?
Oh my God, what?
So it's either what once was white, but now it's kind of like a dingy
a
gray and
now.
It's got pilling all over it, or it's navy.
It's navy! Yay!
I'm
Sounds
telling
like you're
you.
Speaking from personal experience, go ahead.
I can literally picture this house.
And how does anybody have one pillow? Even
and
if
it's just so flat
in the bed, sure, but like what?
Is that pillow like so flat and lived in?
It was not a good pillow share situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No boy, no babies.
Yeah,
no boy, no.
He has like one Scarface poster on his wall too that he got from like Hot Topic when he was
nice.
In middle school.
Okay, so this is common. Dude, what is this?
Jackson's like, apartment. Jackson's apartment must have been awesome, Coriel.
Get another damn pillow. Maybe matching pillowcases. Like, come on. Do not want to be sleeping with a child or a college kid. Like, I'm looking for an adult.
Yeah,
man.
It's a little bit of like the Peter Pan thing. Just not like, it kind of just shows maybe that he hasn't grown up a little bit. And you know, a devil's advocate too, though, I'm sure. And from what I've gathered, just from like male friends, unless they have a reason to go and like get this new stuff, some of them just truly,
they don't care.
They don't care. They're like, that's all I need. And that's fine. It's just exhibit A of why that can be like a turnoff. If you are open to meeting someone, if you're trying to meet
someone.
Why
that would be a turnoff,
yeah. If he was, like you had mentioned before, still in college or maybe just out of college even, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
But being almost 30, still having your setup kind of like that, I can see how that would make him maybe seem a little immature.
Yeah.
Or
it's just a turnoff. It's not a good look. Also, like, in my sense too, like, it's not like it was anything that serious. You know what I mean?
It
was a Tinder hookup. I don't feel that bad.
You kind of got bad
about ghosting somebody over that, but it's like, it's easier to ghost somebody than to be like, yeah, no, your place is kind of sad and gross.
Yeah, very on-brand peak Tinder hangout. Like, yeah. I feel like you kind of expect that from Tinder.
Wow.
Kind of what it is.
Yeah. But he was cool to hang out with, though, right? You enjoyed, like, your guys' conversation, your hangout or whatever. Everything else was fine, correct?
Nothing, like, crazy red flag happened. It's
okay.
Just like, oof, I don't want to hang out at your sad place.
Just the environment. Okay.
Place.
We can work with this.
Madison's on the phone with us. He's been listening in the entire time. And Derek, it's really all comes down to your place and just how you're living like a 20-year-old man.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, I guess that kid's upgrade and need to go to
Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Stuff, but like, that's all material stuff. Like, who cares? Kind of. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of surprised.
Maybe a trip to Target or even Walmart. Different sheets and another pillow. And pillowcases for both. Would be an upgrade.
Well, maybe like more than one pillow at the very least.
Yeah, that'd be great.
In case, you know, there's a plus one.
That's right.
Maybe a decorative throw. I don't know. I might be getting crazy now.
That might be too much.
I legit had a fraternity brother out of college that he used an extra couch cushion as a pillow for whenever he had friends over.
Yeah. Yeah. In college, I once had a jacket as a pillow.
Oh, my God.
Because there was no additional form of comfort.
Nice. Okay.
So, Madison, if he's willing to do those things, would you be interested in hanging out some more? Or is this like, no, I'm good, and you just move on?
I don't know. I may have been a little too honest.
Hey, no, people want honesty. What do you think, Derek?
Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess I am 30, and I should be getting into like the more adult scene. So yeah, let me work on that.
Yeah.
I definitely hear your point for sure. And I should at least get another pillow. I mean, gosh.
Right. See, yes, man,
at least another pillow.
I love that you were willing to hear her out and hear us out. You, at the very least, you personally deserve better sheets and a better pillow.
Right, and we're not asking you to go buy like an ottoman or
go get an armoire.
Yeah, we're not asking for that. Just another pillow and some different sheets would be great. And clean up your bottles. That's all you have to do.
You're gonna thank us, Derek. You really are.
I kind of love this relationship already.
We'll take care of dinner for you guys to go out again, but Derek, you got to do some steps before you guys can go out again, okay?
All right, I appreciate this.
Madison, thanks for taking our call. And
oh my God, anytime. This was actually like kind of fun and stupid, and I'm here for it.
There you go.
No, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
I've actually had a couple of friends ask, can we get his Venmo to help pay for his new sheets and pillow and pillowcase?
Take the morning show on the go.
Woo! Every morning it's JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.